Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Amen. Do we care about each other? We need to care about each other. I don't care, young, old, black, white, pink, purple, makes no difference. We're family, we care for one another. Is that right?
Yes.
We need to care for one another. We need to take an interest in our youth. Youth services started now. But we need to take an interest in our youth and our children. And just because you're growing up doesn't mean you have to be, you know, no longer act like a child. You can still see children and act like a child and be grateful to see them. How many of you are practicing gratefulness?
Yeah.
Remember we spoke on Sunday? Are you being grateful for the things you've got in your life?
Yeah.
It's going to help you walk in humility. Is that right?
Yeah.
But we need to love the children. Be nice to kids. You know, a lot of adults, when they get to a certain age, they can't bear kids around them. And they see them at church as like little rugrats. Get away.
Yeah.
Don't be like that. Love the kids.
Amen.
Support them.
Amen.
If they look down, give them an encouraging word. Get the heart of Jesus Christ. Our school is doing so great, and we've got a heart for the children. That's why we have a school with all the kids in it, because we want them to get real good teaching, and we also want them to get the truth of the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
They're not going to hear about evolution being the right way, because that's a lie from the pit of hell. They're not going to hear about two fathers is right. It's not right.
No.
Amen? How anybody with a brain can believe that two men can marry each other is just beyond me. They can't procreate. Dogs don't do it. But we're not talking about that. I was going to talk to you about supernatural relationships. We've got to stick with the Word of God. You see, you've got to stay with the truth, because it's the truth that's going to keep you free. It makes you free, it sets you free, and it keeps you in a place of freedom. But the minute you start believing the lie, the devil comes and he captures you at his will. And when you believe the lie and you start living the lie, now the truth becomes offensive to you. I know many Christians that agree with gay marriages. You see it in churches? Have you seen it? They're ordaining gay bishops and gays this and that. They agree with it. That means they've bought the lie. And now they're treading on very dangerous thin ice. You've got to stay with the truth. Amen?
Amen.
God's word is the truth. Say, this is the truth. Amen. And so we've been speaking about, and I want to talk to you next week. I'm going to bring a great message for you all that God's been giving me on supernatural relationships. Just before Dr. Ron Canoli comes, Dr. Ron Kushmal comes. On supernatural relationships. You see, God puts people in your life, and we just look at them without realizing that there might be something specific that that person has for my life. And do you know, especially in the fivefold ministry, now I'm not talking to everybody, because the devil will also put some people in your life. How many of you know? 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Be not deceived, evil communications will corrupt good manners." 1 Corinthians 15:33 tells us that, right?
Yeah.
So, in other words, if the devil brings evil people around me and I buy into the evil people's lives and I start opening myself up to them, it can corrupt what God's been doing in my life and cause me to walk in deception.
Yeah.
Amen. So, God gives you people in your life. Now, you've got to make sure that they're Christian, loving God before you open up your spirit and accept them. How many of you know that Jezebel acts like a supernatural Christian?
Yeah.
Quoting scriptures, prophesying in all the prayer meetings with all the people, attracting people to themselves. But that can be a very, very dangerous thing for somebody who doesn't realize and concern themselves with the supernatural relationships that God brings into my life. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you. So when He gives you the fivefold ministry, if He's given you the gift of the fivefold ministry, that's a supernatural relationship in your life that I can somehow, I'm a key holder, and I can unlock something in you that'll get you on your path to your destiny. But you've got to recognize it. And if you don't honor, and I'm not talking for me, I'm talking for all the relationships that God brings in your life. If you don't honor that relationship, you can't partake of the gift. Amen? So I'm going to bring that. I'm going to start that next Wednesday. I'll bring it. Maybe I probably won't get it all in one service. But I'm going to bring it next Wednesday. And then once Dr. Ron Kushmal has left here, remember we said that how many Christians now are casting out situations of their life, getting divorced 10 times, always broke all their life, addictions, all kinds of stuff. And it comes and goes and comes and goes. Anyone ever noticed that in their lives? Why is that? Remember Jesus said when the strong man or when a demon spirit is cast out, what happens? He goes to dry arid places looking for a place of rest and he can't find it and he comes back and he finds a place garnished, cleaned, ready and vacant. And he comes back in with seven demonic spirits worse. That person's case is now worse than it was. Yeah. Why? Because we're not filling up. So when he comes, he says, oh, the place is full. I can't get in. It's no longer vacant. And so we're going to come against spirits of depression, of suicide, you name it. And we're going to cast that spirit out, and we're going to replace it with the spirit of God.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Amen. And I've got a list of all those things we're going to be speaking. I'm not going to cast out and don't get scared and demons are going to be jumping around. Although the Bible says believers will cast out demons. So if it happens, don't get nervous, all right? We know how to handle it. You know that just the name Jesus is stronger than any demon ever on the planet. Amen. So don't get nervous about it. But we're going to be taking care of some business. We're going to do some house cleaning. Is that good? And let me tell you what. When you turn the lights on, the roaches run. Is that correct? So we're going to be getting some light turned on the subject, which dispels the dark. And we're going to replace that thing with a right thing. Is that right? So I've got a list of stuff, and people have sent me their list. We're going to be doing that as well soon after Dr. Ron Kushmal has left you. Amen. But we've been talking about instruction in worship. And we spoke about the fact that praise and worship is commanded of God. Remember that? God commanded that we praise Him and worship Him. And yet it's still my choice to do it. Remember that? Remember David said, "Oh my soul, why are you so quiet? You will praise God." He was talking to himself. He didn't want to praise God, but he made himself praise God. Now, many people don't want to praise God, especially when they've got a problem in their life. Amen. If your husband just walked out on you, you've got three kids, you really don't want to praise God, do you? You just got fired from your job, you don't want to praise God at that particular moment. The doctor just gave you a report that says it's incurable, you really don't feel like praising God, do you? I mean, really, the flesh doesn't want to. Do you all agree with that? Yeah. Or are you saying, no, I'm not like that, Pastor. I praise God. Yeah, right. And you were born with a Bible in your hand. Yeah. No, you don't. That's a time you don't want to praise God. Amen? Your flesh doesn't want to. Your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotion, says, oh, I'm in so much trouble. Oh, what am I going to do? 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 But God said that praises stops the enemy. That's why He'd send out the praise team in front of the armies. They would praise God, and God would sort it out so that the destruction came on the enemy. So praise really benefits us, does it not? So that's why David said, you will praise God. He's talking to himself, self, you will praise God. And that is why David could get through what he got through, being chased by Saul and the whole Israeli army for 13 years, living in caves. How would you like to live in a cave? You see, and so praising God stills the enemy, and also it brings strength to the people praising God. It brings a strength because all of a sudden God becomes bigger than the problem. Is that right? So it's still a decision whether I'm going to praise God or not. And let me tell you what, when problems come is the best time. I mean, it's easy to praise God when, whoo, someone just gave me $1,000, or whoo, someone just gave me a free car. Wow, the bank just refinanced and they cut my mortgage by half. Praise God, hallelujah. That's easy, isn't it? It's in the times when all hell seems to break loose in your life, that's when you start praising God. He said, I read it earlier in Isaiah 61, verse 3. He said, for a spirit of heaviness. Why would you be heavy? Because something's wrong. Is that right? I'm not, I'm heavy. Why? Someone just gave me $1,000,000. No. I'm heavy. Why? I just made a business deal and lost $100,000. Now you're heavy. He says, for a spirit of heavy. Right? A spirit of heaviness means something bad has brought you down. It's a depression. It's the enemy. It's a spirit of fear. Whatever it is, he says, for that spirit of heaviness, put on the garments of praise. Why? Because he knows praise will push the enemy back and strengthen us. He's not a megalomaniac who wants praise full of pride and arrogance. I want you to praise me. That's not why he does it. He's worthy of it, but he knows it blesses our life. Amen. And you know what? You feel a whole lot better anyway. Don't you? I mean, you can walk around with your head held down. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. It's not fair. If it can go wrong, Murphy and I, we agree. It will. You know Murphy's law. And woe is me. It's not fair. It always happens to me. Why me? Why me? What have I ever done to deserve such? Right? How do you feel? And let me tell you what, people around you don't want to be near you either. You don't want to be near you, and neither does anyone else. Is that correct? No. But I tell you what, when you start saying, praise the Lord, this is not the end. I thank God the sickness is not unto death. Yes. By his stripes I'm healed. I praise you. Hallelujah. I worship you. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. Now, who feels better, Mr. Oh, it's not fair, or glory to the Lamb? And besides the fact that it's already bringing in the healing or the financial blessing, because you're showing God, I trust you. You see, people that trust God praise God in the hard times. That's why he said, in everything, he didn't say for everything. He said, in everything, give praise to the Lord. He didn't say for everything. I don't praise God for cancer. I don't praise God for divorce. He said, in the midst of cancer, in the midst of divorce, in the midst of bankruptcy, I praise him and I give thanks. Why? Because he's able, willing, and will do it for me and turn it around. And that's faith. Is that right? So I praise God. So we looked at a few things. Why should we praise God? We saw many of those reasons. And then we saw who's supposed to praise God, how we're supposed to praise God. Amen. He says, clap your hands, shout to God with a voice of triumph, lift up your hands, bless the Lord in the sanctuary. He says, with the dance to praise him. So when we come to church, we're not having the band up there, the worship team up on the altar to entertain us. If you want entertainment, pay $50 and go to a concert.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.